got the basic layout. Bookstore, cafe, almost everything else is here too.
Who are the people?
Projections of my subconscious.
Yours?
Yes. Remember, you are the dreamer. You build this world. I am the subject. My mind populates. You can literally talk to my subconscious. That's one of the ways we extract information from the subject.
How else do you do it?
By creating something secure, like a bank vault or a jail. The mind automatically fills it with information it's trying to protect. Understand?
Then you break in and steal it.
Well,
I guess I thought that the dream space would be all about the visual, but it's more about the feel of it. My question is, what happens when you start messing with the physics of it all?
My subconscious feels that someone else is creating this world. The more you change things, the quicker the projections start to converge on you.
Converge?
They sense the foreign nature of the dreamer. They attack like white blood cells fighting an infection.
Like they're gonna attack us?
No. Just you.
This is great, but I'm telling you, if you keep changing things like this,
telling your subconscious to take it easy?
It's my subconscious. Remember, I can't control it.
I know this bridge. This place is real, isn't it?
Yeah, I cross it every day to get to the college.
Never recreate places from your memory. Always imagine new places.
Well, you gotta draw from stuff you know, right?
Only use details, a street lamp or a phone booth. Never entire areas.
Why not?
Because building a dream from your memory is the easiest way to lose your grasp on what's real and what is a dream.
Is that what happened to you?
Listen, this has nothing to do with me, you understand?
Is that why you need me to build your dreams?
Get off of me. Back up.
Hey.
Back up!
Mom!
Get off!
Mom! Let me go!
Mom!
Let me go!